gentle and needed rain. EMTs, pets, clean water, a favorite item of clothing, amber waves of grain, flowers, medical personnel, firemen, your favorite song or author, comfy shoes or even bare feet, your very own bed. Help me here. Think of some things that are miracles, treasures that don't cost anything. Anybody?
Laughter.
Laughter.
Smiles. Kindness.
Sorry, what?
Smiles and kindness.
Very good. Smiles, kindness.
Compassion.
Compassion. Compassion.
Fishing.
Fishing. Got paper license.
Love.
Love.
Forgiveness.
Sharing.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
Sunsets.
Sunsets. You get the idea. Yes, these are all small miracles which we often take for granted. We should celebrate these and give a mental or verbal thank you, Lord, when these enter into your busy lives, especially the parking rooms. The good thing about doubt is that we receive hope, our belief in all that is good, and doubt leads us to faith, to patience, to hope, to commitment, to trust, to love, to all those miracles of which we have named many. It doesn't have to be in that order. Nelson Mandela has stated, "Your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears." I repeat that. Your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears. Nelson Mandela. So, how do we overcome doubt? To begin one's attempt, I suggest that each person takes 5 to 15 minutes of personal time each day. I know, that's difficult to find in our filled lives. Perhaps it can be the first thing in the morning, perhaps not. Or the last thing before you go to bed, and that may not be a good time for some people. Perhaps you need to seclude yourself in the bathroom, away from other people, away from pets that need attention. Turn the phone off, not just on vibrate. If it's an important call, they'll leave a message. But do not try this while driving. You must be able to concentrate on God. It is impossible for the human mind to think of two concepts at the same time. One thought may trigger or remind you of another, and you tend to drift. That will happen. Bring your thoughts back to God. Picture Him. Tell Him what's bothering you, whether it's health, time management, finances, family issues, whatever. Of course, He already knows. But by you concentrating on your side of the conversation, you will be in a position to focus on His response. Then, just be silent and listen to Him. Be still and know that I am God. We're going to try it now, the church said. I'd like you to close your eyes, put your feet on the floor, hands on your lap. One mark, hands on your lap. I want you to mentally talk to God. I'm going to be quiet for the next 3 minutes while you converse and you listen. Okay, back to reality. If you need more time, just tell God that this is to be continued. I do not want to make my talk longer than Father Greg's. I challenge you to try this daily. You will notice a sense of inner peace and even develop a quality of being a better listener to the people in your lives. It does require patience, and you will have doubts. It's not great to overcome, but when you do have a doubt, you'll be able to cope. In fact, last Thursday night, I had a relative that I've been working on doubt for some time, and I was subject to get a shot on Friday morning at 9 o'clock in Fremont, and I had the ride lined up. I wasn't allowed to drive. I had the ride lined up for about 3 weeks. Well, the day before, the lady's father-in-law died suddenly, and she was expected to go to the funeral home on Friday morning and help make the arrangements. So there I was, no ride. Well, calling some favors. Called three people. We're all busy. I left a message. And then I thought, well, that was kind of dumb because now I can't call anybody else because I have to wait for that response. Anyway, just kept getting problems. Everyone's busy, and I understand that. It got to be 9 o'clock at night, and I had less than 12 hours to fly to drive. Suddenly, in my mind, pops my own granddaughter. She's 19, lives 4 miles from me, but she has two jobs. She's moving into college next week. She's got a social life, too. But I tried, sure, Granny, I'll take you. As soon as I got off the phone, I thought, Elaine, you doubted, oh, you a little babe. But, and also, I had to think of Halls. I've thought of it many times. Have you ever been to their party at the pond? You know they have that floating mat that people can walk on water. And for the past several years, whenever I saw that, I thought of that parable. You can walk on water. Who has doubt? It can be overcome.
Healing. I have one more. It's dawn. The start of a new day.
Dawn.
And a chance to start over.
Excellent. Sunrise. Dawn.
I thought of music.
Music. Good. Trigger some thought. Excellent. Thank you.